KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor. Radio Victor, test.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Coming up will be the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. Is there anyone out there who would like to join the pre-net? Please call.
This is Kilo Charlie 8. Sierra Delta Lima, Rob is 83. No traffic, Dave.
KC8YVF.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie, Quebec, KE8BCQ, Dave Bay County.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Good evening, Rob, Ron, and Dave. Is there anyone else who'd like to join us? Please call. Okay, guys, please stand by. We'll start the net here shortly at 8-0.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Good evening, Rick. You're on the list. Good evening, Benny. We also have you signed up. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is David. My call sign is NAERL, and I'm located in Saginaw County. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.24 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net. It is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DACR. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and locator, and if you have any traffic or announcement for the net. From the pre-net, I have KC8SDL, KC8YVF, KE8PCQ, KC8BOA, KD8PAZ. At this time, I will take check-ins from any Echolink, At this time, I will take check-ins from many stations that are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. At this time, I will take check-ins from many Echolink stations. At this time, I will take regular check-ins. Please call NADRL.
Whiskey, Delta Whiskey, Dave, they got a county, no traffic.
And good evening, Dave. Well, you are our regular check-in tonight. So let me run down the list, including the pre-net check-ins. KC8STL, KC8YVF, KE8PCQ, KC8BOA, KD8PAZ, W8DW. Let's go to the top of the list. Rob, go ahead and pick it up with KC8YVF on standby.
Very good, David. Good evening. KC, or NA, there we go. Try this again. NARL in the group. Kilo Charlie, says out to Leon. Excuse me. Rob, you're basic. Good evening, David. Everybody on the net. We've had all my good friends on the server. So on that, especially my favorite YL operator, Miss Minnie. Good evening, Miss Minnie. Well, Dave, I got some good news today. I sold that Swan 350 to that fella in Pennsylvania. And when he got it, he said he had trouble with the transmitting, so he got into it. He found out he had a weak driver tube. So I checked on the Swan technical night yesterday and talked to a Stu there. It's K4BOV, I believe, is that control for the Swan deck that on 7243 color floor sideband. He said, well, the audio tube and the driver tube is the same type of tube, so he suggested to my friend swap the tube. So he did that. Well, it started working, so he's got to get another tube. He's got a weak driver tube. But I heard my Swan 350 on the air today on the air. It was pretty neat. Never heard myself on that radio there, but he's really happy with it. And I checked in with him. I had my Hot Water 101 on the air today, so I had a vintage radio afternoon there. That was pretty cool, I can say. Pretty happy about that. Here's my old Swan, and also I had my Joe Heathcote Hot Water 101 on the air. She's working great. And all the other codes are working fine. My Kenwood, of course, and my thanks to you folks. Hi. My $10 Swan 500. I love that radio. Other than that, Dave, doing good. Had a good weekend. The wife, XYL, her surgery was successful, and she went to Owasso Friday night to Friday afternoon to help with ticketing at the Polar Express at the Steering Institute. So she should be on her way home very, very soon. So I end it back to you. I'll be around for the second go around doing a great job. NARL in the group. Kilo Charlie 8, here's Doug Lima.
Okay, Ron. Well, thank you for your comments, and nothing like those classic radios. I think they're just fun to have around. I have a few, and I just like to look at them and go over, twist the knobs, kind of pat them a little bit, but it just doesn't seem like I have time to get them on the air. I should get a Heath kit on the air just to try tuning it up to see how it works. Next up is Ron, KC8YVF, with Dave, KE8PCQ, on standby. Good evening, Rob.
Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net tonight. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. Had Friday off from work. Got the next few Fridays off. Using up my vacation time for the end of the year. Had ran some errands and some chores and things on Friday, and then went out to the club meeting Friday night. We had the annual club holiday potluck dinner and the meeting afterwards. Had a good dinner. We had Tom NADUI brought some pulled pork sandwiches, and Mike MMH brought some meatballs and cocktail franks he had mixed together. Wife brought actually some cheesy tater tots and that, along with lots of crackers and cheese and other things to go along with it. Had a good dinner on Friday night meeting. We elected our board and officials for next year, so all of the officials stayed the same. Mike, 88 MMH, is president. Brian, I can't remember his call. I stated secretary, and Tom, NADUI, stayed as treasurer. We did elect one new board member, Fred, KEAQCO, replaces Renee on the board. Her term ends at the end of this year, so he will pick up for the next 3 years. So that's what we've got for Friday night. Saturday morning, we had the annual Savara Aries Awards breakfast out at Riverside Restaurant in Freeland. Thank you for everyone that attended that. We had a good turnout, 11 people that came out for breakfast. Again, we gave out awards certificates for a variety of different things, net participation, public service events, personal achievements awards, things like that. So just about everybody there went home with something, I guess. So it was a good turnout. It was another good year. I'm looking always for new training topics for next year. I haven't decided on anything for January yet, but we will be getting ready for Winter Field Day that will come up the end of January there. The last full weekend of January is Winter Field Day. So yesterday and today, I've been working on finishing up the tile work in front of the fireplace. That's the last thing for my floor project. I got all the wood, everything leveled out. I got the wood trim inset that my wife wanted in. That got cut yesterday and put in place today, and I got all of the tile cut. It's not down yet, but I spent today getting all the tile cut and in place, ready to go. So it'll sit there until next Friday I have off, and then I'll get everything glued into place. So for Christmas at least, it'll be finally finished in that room. Wife is still working on the front wall where we had to remove some things, and the wall got damaged, so she is working and patching up the wall, and then she will get that painted too and get that finished up. So by next weekend, hopefully the living room and hallway is completely finished and updated. So long project. That's what I got for you, Dave, for this go-around. KC8YBF, back to that.
Yeah, okay, man. Well, Christmas is going to be here pretty quick, so hopefully you have everything done for when Santa comes down the fireplace. And he'll probably stop and marvel at the wonderful tile, and hopefully he'll remember to leave the presents there. All right, Dave, KPCQ with Rick on standby. Good evening, Dave.
NADRL in the group. Good evening, David. Well, my first event, the Christmas party and the club meeting on Friday, pretty much a food coma. If those who didn't attend, we'll let them know. And if it's not a family secret, I sure would like Mike's meatball recipe. That was phenomenal. Other than that, I had a great time, and we'll save everything for the next time up. KE8PCQ, back to Matt.
Okay, Dave, thank you. Yeah, this time between Thanksgiving and Christmas, it's not a good time to diet, that's for sure. Next up, Rick, KC8DOA, with Mini to follow. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Dave, and everybody in the net. Well, unfortunately, I was not able to make Friday night's club meeting. I had another engagement that I had to be at, and it was kind of a fun event. It was good that I was there, and I really enjoyed the area's breakfast on Saturday. Not a whole lot going on radio-wise for myself right now. I've been working on some other projects and so forth, and hope to get back on the radio stuff here soon. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Control. KCBOA, back to NADRL.
Okay, Rick. Very good on the projects. Today would have been a pretty good day to work outside. I just didn't get a chance to, but I got a few things hopefully to do tomorrow. I hadn't even checked the weather. I know it's still going to be a little bit on the warm side. I think I heard maybe rain's coming, but hopefully I can get a few things done in between rain showers. Minnie, you're up. KD8PAZ with Dave Chifalo. Go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, NNERL. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. It's good to hear everybody in here. Missed you at breakfast yesterday there, Dave, but we had a good turnout and enjoyed the food. Of course, I was the last one to get my meal. I thought maybe they forgot about me, but nope, they didn't. So anyway, and ended up getting an award for being on the net 48 times. So anyway, not much else going on. Went and got some groceries today, and that was about it. This is KD8PAZ back to NADL.
Okay, Manny, yeah, the Riverside has pretty good food, and it seems to me they just lately, my wife and I go there quite a bit, but it seems to me just lately that they don't have enough help like they used to have, and sometimes they forget things. We were just there a couple of days ago to visit with some cousins, and they do have good pie. Quite often we'll just stop there for pie and coffee. Okay, thanks, Vinny. Dave, you are up next, and we'll be, and that puts us at the end of the list, and we'll do a standby after you, Dave, W8DW. Go ahead.
Okay, real good there, Dave. NADRL, WABW. Not a whole lot going on here. We're still trying to get, we got the decorations out for the tree to put the decorations on it. We put the tree up about a week and a half ago, so Mary's going to work on that tomorrow. That's her project. I got a couple other things going on that I hope to finish. I hope to get on the radio one of these days. As a matter of fact, we're trying to work out one of the other operators on the MIDTN, the digital network, to have some more training. We're maybe going to do some more training when FL Digi, FL Amp or something on the radio. So I'm going to try and talk to John. John normally does that. He's in Diamonddale, so. Well, hopefully we'll have a little bit more interest in that after the first year or so. But other than that, nothing else going on there, Dave. We're and I think this will be my only one. So we'll just stay 73. Thanks for doing it there, Dave. You're doing a great job. You sound good here, and we'll just stay 73. NADRL, WADW.
Okay, well, thanks for the nice words. Yeah, I'm very always interested in getting training on the digital net, so you can count me in for that. I have, on my little digital station, I have a new radio, a new laptop, and I'm just getting everything to work. No more signal link. It's retired. I'm using my 7300, and seems to be working out pretty good. I retired the 746 Pro, probably sell that or pass it on, but I have not really got FL Digi up and working yet, so I'll be looking forward to some training on that. All right, we are at the end of the list. Is there anyone else who'd like to join us for tonight's Sunday Mid-Michigan Net? Please call.
November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob and Frank Booth Township. Good evening.
NA KPR. Bob, thank you for joining us. It's your turn. Go ahead.
Yeah, last Friday I was at the wife and I went to a party, and last kind of late, so wasn't the way I was getting up for breakfast. To make that breakfast there, I'd probably have to get up about 6:30, 7 o'clock. And I don't like getting up earlier than 7 o'clock on the weekends, or during the week. Either. I'm retired, so it don't matter. But usually around 7 o'clock I get up, between 7, 7.30. And since it was warm out today, I hadn't finished my fall projects. And so I, what was it, east side of the house, I had a bunch of leaves in there, but I ended up pulling ice out with the leaves. And then the other side of the house, west side of the house, there was, didn't have nearly as many leaves, even though that's the side where the tree's at. And
K-A-D-A-C.
That was fairly clear.
But
then at just one corner of my house, I always got to put heat tape down the downspout, because for some reason it always freezes up during the winter, then it leaks into the basement in that one corner. You know, if you get too much, which is... I've lived here over 30 years, and I think it's only happened twice, you know, so it's not like a big problem, but it can happen. So I did that, and then I thought I had broke my belt on my tractor a few weeks ago when I was doing leaves, but it ended up just coming off, so I put it back on, and guess what, it came off again. So either something's wrong, or I got to buy a new belt. I'm not sure which, but I guess I'll find out down the road here. Yeah, so that's what I did today. Fun. Back to net, any KPR.
Yeah, Bob, thank you. Well, for us old retired folks, every day is Saturday, they tell us, and Sunday is, as always, Sunday. But, the retirement thing, so many people say the same thing. Sometimes I wonder how we ever had time to work. It seems like we're always on the road doing something. And I'm very good at getting some work done. It's kind of that time. We have a very small window to squeeze out the stuff to get done that we weren't able to finish up this fall. And I have several things myself. But okay, we're at the end of the list. I got just a couple comments. I drove home to a beautiful sunset tonight. Just gorgeous. Able to enjoy it for quite a few miles. Just beautiful. It was a pretty decent day today, although I didn't get much time to spend outdoors. I've been working on putting up another auxiliary station out to the airport, and finding out that with my kind of compromised antenna setup, 2040, 1015 work pretty good, 80 not so good. But it's kind of fun, and it's good to know that there's a secondary radio station that I can use if something happens where I get shipped off to a condominium or something. You just never know. All right, let's go back up to the top of the list. KC8SPL, Rob, you're up.
Very good. Good evening. Good evening. Good day. Very good. Very good. NATRL in the group. Old Charlie suggests, like I said, I'm kind of happy about my vintage rigs. The one thing about it, though, David, it keeps the shack warm in the wintertime. Yeah, we had a nice day outside. Yeah, I took the dog out, and that guy just went out with a sweatshirt. He didn't have to wear my coat. That was kind of neat. Yeah, but, yeah, the wife is doing much better. Yeah, she's not home yet. I thought she'd be back by now, but hopefully she's on her way. She'll usually text me when she leaves a wassail, so hopefully she won't have any issues driving. So, okay, yeah, like I said, the that swan that I sold, that guy in Pennsylvania, he really likes it. I found out later that was the first 8-step rig he ever had, the Swan 350, and it was kind of neat hearing myself on it, when I worked them earlier this morning here on the E-Cars 1755 there. It was pretty cool. So, anyways, yeah, about twisting a knob, I do that too, but I got to be careful with my Kenwood. If I hit the wrong knob, I'll mess it up. But oh well, very good. Okay, let me see, with that, what else did I forget? Probably nothing there, but, I'm looking forward to next week. I got some things to do. I've got to go to the doctor, tomorrow just to lab to draw blood. I'll be basically an in-and-out thing, and, that's looking pretty good here. I've been feeling rather well, walking better. I use the cane just in case, but, when I take out the dog, I'll make sure I have the cane. Because she likes to start off, and I don't need to fall over doing that. So, all right then, Mr. Day, you take care, and everybody on the net, have a very good week, and, of course, we'll talk to you next Monday there, for sure. N8ERL in the group. Kilo Charlie, H. Duck Lima. 7-3 Dave, over.
Well, yeah, thank you. Well, you take good care. Make sure you keep that cane with you and don't do anything crazy like jumping around or whatever. Just take care of yourself and make sure you're taking good steps when you're out maneuvering. Ron, you're up next, KC8YVS, and then we'll be ready for Dave. Go ahead, Ron.
Good evening again, Dave, everyone on the net. Well, I'm watching Buffalo, just turned on Buffalo and L.A. Rams. I guess we play Buffalo next Sunday, so the Lions have got like 10 days off to try and hopefully recover a little bit. Rams are currently up 44-35 with a minute 35 left in the game. So hopefully Rams can pull this out and knock off Buffalo. That would put them back a little bit in the standings for the NFC North, I guess, or NFC. So that will help us out. We play at home next week. So that's a good thing. They only have to play two games away, one in cold weather with Chicago in a couple of weeks. And then they go out to San Francisco, I think, in between there. But at least that'll be warm. And the Buffalo game and the Vikings game are home at Ford Field, so weather won't pay complicate things, at least play a part in it. For me, I finished up finally a part for my granddaughter. I've been printing a Christmas carousel, and there are 17 separate plates that you had to print. And I got down to the last one, which I knew was probably going to be a problem, and it was. They basically look like candy canes. There's a red circle and then a white and then red and white, and there's 16 red, 16 whites high. Well, it got up so far, and then it just got so tall that it just kind of toppled off the build plate as what it sticks to in the 3D printer, and it fell over, and I'm done. So I had four times trying to print it. I tried it vertically. I tried it horizontal. That didn't work. Went back to the vertical, how they set it up. I had to make some, and again, I'm learning. I had to make some changes in the printer, and I finally, on the fourth try, and about a quarter of a spool of red filament in the process of wasting, I finally got it to print. So the next couple of days, we'll be assembling that. It's quite a lengthy project here. I'm looking at what I was on the net here. Looking at the PDF file of how to put this together. And most of it's in German with some loose English translation, so I'm going to have to try and go by the pictures, and hopefully I get this right, so I don't want to have to print parts over again. It was a tough time, about 30 hours to print the whole thing in the first place. So, but other than that, things were going good. We had the grandkids today for a little while, where my daughter and son-in-law had a birthday party to go to. They went out and did some shopping for the grandkids before that. So, and I guess I got them next Friday when I'm off. My wife's going to be gone to a girl's day, and my daughter's got something else going on, so I got the grandkids Friday on my day off, so that's what I'll be doing. 73 to everyone. Have a good week. Supposed to be at least a decent week, I guess, coming up, so we'll talk to you next week. KC8YVF, back to that.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, well, there's nothing like grandkids. That's for sure. We sure enjoy ours. All right, Dave, you are up next with Rick DeFalo, KE8PCQ. Go ahead.
N8ERL in the group. Yeah, kids, grandkids are wonderful. You can spoil them and ship them. Was able to get the big dog out for a walk today. Boy, she's been cooped up for 2 or 3 days with this bitter weather. So we got out and both of us got a walk in, and the other two sat back and fought. So it was a pretty good day. Snow is mostly gone here. It really dissipated the last day. With that said, everybody have a great week. Stay safe, and we'll see you next week. 7-3s, KE8PCQ, back to net.
Okay, Dave, well, I think next to grandkids, the dogs are the I have a second best thing. I was going to make a couple of comments. Ron was talking about football. Yeah, the Rams have kind of, I've always been a Ram fan, and then when Matt Stafford got traded, I really followed him quite a bit, and I always thought Matt Stafford was a pretty class act. And it's amazing with that one trade, the results, how that has really helped the Lions the last couple of years with the after effects of that, so to speak. But I'm glad they're knocking off Buffalo. I was really hoping that the Vikings would get beat, but it didn't happen today. All right, Rick, we're down to you, KCHBOA, with many to follow. Go ahead, Rick.
Good evening again. Well, hopefully everybody has a wonderful week. It's my trash day and recycle day tomorrow, so I've got to get that done yet tonight. And hopefully the weather holds off tomorrow. I got a couple of things I like to do outdoors, too, as well tomorrow. There's been some things I've kind of put off, and I got some pallets in the back of my truck I'd like to make a manger out of and so forth and get that going. And if it's warmer like today, it'd be a great time to get that done. I could have probably moved my wife's car out of the way and worked on that earlier today, but I decided not to. It's Sunday, and just sit back and take a break. And with that, I'm going to say 73, everybody. Have a wonderful week. Hopefully we'll hear you on tomorrow night's net. KCBOA, back to N8ERL.
Okay, Rick. Well, I hope you have success working outside. Let's take a quick standby before we get to Minnie. Is there anyone who'd like to join us for tonight's Sunday Mid-Michigan Net?
Welcome.
All right, Minnie, you are up. Dave was a one and only, so Bob, you'll be on standby. KDAPAZ, go ahead, Minnie.
Good evening there again, Dave. This is KDAPAZ. I'll say good evening to Bob there. Good to hear him in here. And anyway, not much else going on. Hopefully get hear some of yous tomorrow night on the net. This is KDAPAZ back to N8ERL.
Okay, Manny. Well, I'm glad that there was a function that you had some daylight that you could drive to, and congratulations on all those times on the net. You are definitely the one person that helps keep the nets going, so thank you for that. N8KPR, Bob, you are up, and yeah, it sounds like maybe on that lawnmower that belt's maybe stretched a little bit, so probably about time to replace it. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, well, Dave, the sad part is I just replaced it this spring, so I don't know what the deal was. It's an original belt, John Deere, so, and they should last 4, 5, 6 years anyways, but they have in the past. Why this one failed so soon, I'm not sure. But it is what it is. I'm not sure about the deal with it this fall or this winter, or just wait till springtime. Trouble is, I've got to write myself a note because I'll forget. I'll go out to cut the grass for the first time next year and realize I see the belt hanging off the deck. I'm like, oh, man, I forgot about that. So, one of two things, anyways. I was pulling the grill off the patio, pulling it to the barn, and one of the wheels fell off. I mean, the rim broke on it, and so I had to try to balance it. It's a gas grill, you know, kind of long, but I had to balance it on one wheel to try and get it to the barn. So I put that away for the winter. That's something else I gotta fix. But it is what it is. One thing at a time. That's all. That's what I say, one thing at a time. But thanks for doing the net, Dave. Everybody have a great evening, and I should be out here tomorrow night. So 73s, everyone. Again, Dave, thanks for doing the net. Connect Control, NKPR.
Okay, Beth. Well, maybe before you buy the... Well, you're probably all over this, but before you buy another belt, you could take the old one in and just check to make sure that It's, you know, the same length, but it hasn't stretched. But size, I guess I don't know. I'm not much of a mechanic. Sometimes they stretch. Sometimes the pulley is bad. But yeah, it's always something with those with the equipment we need to keep the households going. All right, that puts us to the end of the net. Let's do one last quick check on the Sun ADRL for the Sunnyvale, Michigan net. Anyone else would like to join us?
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Does anyone have any last comments before we close the net? Okay, well, always enjoyable chatting with everybody on Sunday night. Kind of always look forward to it. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 8 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank those who participated in tonight's net. This is David at ADRL. This net is now closed at 7:32, and the repeater is tuned back to normal amateur use. Have a good week, gang. We'll talk to you next week, and ADRL is clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.